Happy New Year, everyone. Certainly is good to see everyone on the first day of the month of January in the year of 2014. And I don't know about you, but I've tried to make a few New Year's resolutions. I know it seems like everybody wants to try and lose weight or to be a better person in one regard or another. In fact, I even had a Facebook friend post yesterday that she was going to the gym a day early to get her efforts in the right order. But I'd like for us to focus on perhaps three things as Christians that we could strive to do even better this year, and something that we should strive to do better and better all the time. If you would, please turn with me to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 3. I'd like to look at just a few verses in this chapter. 1 Peter, chapter 3. And I'd like for us to look at verses 15 through 17. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Here Peter writes, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. For it is better, if it is the will of God, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil." The first thing that Peter tells us here in verse 15 is to always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you of the reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. How many times has our faith been questioned? How many times does someone come up and say, "Why do you attend the Church of Christ? Why do you worship every Sunday? Why do you come together in the middle of the week to study your Bibles? Why do you conduct yourselves in the manner that you do? Why do you do certain things and not do others?" Sometimes it seems like we have an easy time answering them. But then other times we may scratch your head and say, "I just really don't know what to say," or "I know what to say, but I don't know how to say it," or "the answer is in there somewhere, I just don't know where." But maybe by taking the preparatory steps, we can all be ready to give a wonderful defense. You'll recall that Jesus Christ set our example in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4. At least three times, the devil tried to get him to do something that Jesus knew he should not do. And you recall what Jesus often said, "It is written." Jesus knew exactly what was written about his Father and what Jesus ought to do in each and every circumstance. Likewise, we need to know what is written in the Word of God. Perhaps that's why Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15 to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but can rightly divide the word of truth. I don't want to be ashamed when my faith is tested, but rather, like we learned about Paul a little while ago, I want to be confident that I can give the proper answer as a man of God. Earlier, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, Peter said, "As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby." There's a good way for us to diet, is to drink the proper milk, the milk of the word. And just as babies need more and more milk to grow and get stronger, as Christians, we need more and more of the word of God, so we can get stronger and overcome the temptations that Satan may throw our way. But the second thing we need to do is found in verse 16. Have a good conscience. We hear all kinds of definitions as to what our conscience really is. I've always heard that it's that thing in the back of your head that tells you something is wrong if you're not sure exactly what to do. Or something that tells you that you're right keep on doing what you're doing and don't let anybody make you nervous to shake you from doing what you know to be true. Do we seem to lack a conscience? Do we seem to not use it as we should? Well, let's consider what the Hebrew writer said. In the book of Hebrews, the very last chapter, in Hebrews chapter 13, near the end of the book, here is what the Hebrew writer says, beginning in verse 18. Hebrews chapter 13 and in verse 18. He says, pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. The writer certainly encouraged others to pray for him and others that they would have a good conscience. Sometimes we think, if I'm not sure if my conscience is very good, I can pray about it. I can ask others to pray for me about my conscience. And you know, I can do the same for them. I can pray that their conscience will be very strong and that they will be not afraid to stand up and do what is right. But then the third thing that Peter said is found in verse 17. He says, sometimes it is necessary that we have to suffer for doing good. But it doesn't seem fair, does it? It seems like if I'm trying to do something good, if I'm trying to do something helpful, why would someone oppose me? Well, as we've learned about the life of the Apostle Paul, he tried to do what was right in the sight of God, and yet there were many people that opposed him. Many tried to kill him. And even before Paul struggled, do we ever think about Jesus Christ? He went about doing good, the Bible teaches us. In fact, he was persecuted. In fact, he even was crucified upon the cross. People killed him because of the good things that he did and taught. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 29, Paul reminds us, for to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. It has been granted to us to suffer for his sake. It's hard to understand, isn't it, that God would allow us to suffer. But in all things that we go through, remember that Christ will be glorified. We bring praise and honor and glory unto God. And I'll leave you with the words of the Apostle Paul to the young man Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 12. When he reminded him that, yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. When we go throughout this year, what are we resolved to do? To avoid conflict or stand up for the truth and endure it? Remember, we must be ready to always give a defense. We must have a good conscience before God. And yes, it will even be necessary to suffer for doing good rather than for doing evil. This evening, what are you resolved to do? We're about to sing a song to encourage you. There'll be one tonight that needs to respond to that invitation. We encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.